This 50-story extra was lovingly put together by the son of veteran, original, founding All News member Robert Vaughn. And that's Rob Vaughn, who's had a great broadcasting career himself, which continues. He's the lead anchor on WFMZ Television in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Trust me, if you're in the Lehigh Valley, you see his billboards everywhere. Everyone knows him. And I cannot tell you how touched I was to have Rob reach out to me and suggest an essay to remember his father, who he knew was in his final weeks. And just on 9/11, Robert Vaughn died at the age of 87. I'd like you to hear this tribute from Rob Vaughn to his dad, which I was able to add some of the original audio from way back when that Rob still had laying around on really old reels of tape. I mean, so old that I was afraid to try to transfer them because I thought the tape was so brittle it might snap. Well, guess what? You're going to hear a tape from just about 54 years ago, I believe. Kennedy was still the president, so we know it's that old. And boy, did it sound great. And no, it did not snap. Even with splices, it held up. So with the Vaughn Archive Collection, with Rob Vaughn's tribute, let us honor and celebrate the great Robert Vaughn. Starting very briefly here with a recollection from one of his co-anchors over the years, Rita Sands, who recalled to Rich Lamb being on the air with Bob Vaughn.
Good morning, I'm Robert Vaughn in the headline.
One of the great voices.
Oh, you know his southern style, and you work with him, again, hour after hour. We were saying, the weather was hot and humid, and he would be kind of languid, and even the choice of, he was wonderful, warm. He brought to news a certain kind of relaxed attitude, a southern charm.
Much too pretty to interrupt, but I will. Bob Vaughn here. For Don Thompson, who isn't well again at nine. We have music for you throughout this night. Between now and the time the fingers of the sun lick out across Tampa Bay once again, we will have almost every personality in show business worth knowing or hearing on the air. So we hope you'll stay tuned with us, good friends. Joe Harnell, more Midnight Sun.
My dad, Robert Vaughn, Bob Vaughn, he and his big voice got millions of people ready for the day in New York for years, the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Not bad for a kid from upstate South Carolina who didn't finish college, but knew he wanted to be on the radio and to do it in a big city and to do it with excellence. And so at the age of 17, he auditioned at a local radio station, and the rest is quite a history, coursing its way from the Carolinas to Florida to Philadelphia, and finally to New York, pretty much as he hoped it would go, I think, and pretty much etching his name in the pantheon of great American broadcasters. Now, you may think I'm biased for saying that. I am his son, after all. But I can tell you that, as a reporter myself, I tried to be as objective as possible, and it's objectively true that Dad was not only widely admired as a newsman, I have quotes to back that up, by the way, but a few years ago, the readers of the media blog Fishbowl New York chose Dad and his WCBS co-anchor Jim Donnelly as the best announcing team in the recent history of New York radio.
WCBS New York!
WCBS New York!
Tuesday morning at WCBS, a minute to 7 o'clock, I'm Jim Donnelly.
And good morning, I'm Robert Vaughn. In the headline,
so,
Kremlin...
I think he's one of the greats. And yes, actually, I am a little biased. Robert Vaughn was one of the original anchors when WCBS went all news in 1967, along with Charles Osgood, Steve Porter, Lou Adler, Pat Summerall, and many others. Dad did afternoon drive time for a while and then did some overnights. And for the last 10 years of his career, until 88, appropriately enough, he teamed up with Donnelly in the morning.
New Jersey Senator Harrison Williams faces sentencing today for his abscam bribery and conspiracy conviction. We'll hear from Irene Cornell.
Hofstra beat Delaware, Fairleigh Dickinson beat LIU, and Rutgers lost to the body.
It's 7 o'clock.
CBS News, the second most...
I would have friends at my high school in Summit, New Jersey, say, I heard your dad on News Radio 88 this morning. That's so cool. And I would smile and recall that I had been listening that morning to Harry Harrison on WABC.
I checked the time. 9 minutes after six, Friday morning, Harry Harrison, WABC.
I suppose I didn't really get that Dad was kind of a big deal. My mom always had Dad on, though. So that sound, Dad and his smooth interplay with Jim Donnelly, was the soundtrack of my young life, as it was for so many of my friends, but I imagine mostly for their parents. Vaughn and Donnelly in the morning. Neil Bush and the Chopper, Gordon Barnes with weather, street reporters by the names of Athens, Wheeler, Cornell, Flanders, Lamb, and so many more. The voices of a place where Bob Vaughn was proud to be the pinnacle of radio in the country's largest market, the capstone of a career that started in the country, way down south. I wish there were recordings from the earliest days. Dad's high school band director knew of his interest in radio and urged him to audition at a station in his hometown of Spartanburg, South Carolina. At that station, he got a bit of experience while he was still in high school, and then landed his first full-time announcing job at WGNC in Gastonia, North Carolina in 1948. The station was on the sixth floor of a bank building, and he had the job of signing the station on the air early in the morning. So early, the elevators weren't running yet, and since Dad was always running late, he had to dash up all six floors on foot, and he'd be huffing and puffing when he first went on the air. He'd introduce live country bands that performed in the studio. He'd read news and commercials. He'd spin records. The whole thing. He was off to a roaring start in radio. And he was meeting the sometimes unusual people you find in this business. When he quit that first job in Gastonia, the station manager said only this: "Well, you never were as good as your audition." Fortunately, Dad had plenty of confidence in his abilities. He worked for several years at WSPA in Spartanburg as a late-night DJ and newscaster. He even had a gig at WSPA's TV station. He hosted a Saturday morning children's show called Treasure Hunt, and he was dressed up in a pirate outfit. He was Captain RC because the show was sponsored by Royal Crown Cola. That was about the time I came into the world, the first of three kids. Dad had married a sweet Southern belle named Ruby Waldrop, also from Spartanburg, my mom. And she would later describe their life together as a sort of wonderful adventure that took her from her very poor roots among the cotton mill families in Spartanburg to a comfortable life in the suburbs of New York City, where her husband was a star of the airwaves. After Spartanburg...
This is Radio 62, WSUN, serving the heart of Florida from beautiful St. Petersburg. We're jutting three-quarters of a mile out into beautiful Tampa Bay right now.
WSUN.
This fella sings quieter than that. Vic Damone, My Baby Loves to Swing. That's album title. Make this a slow goodbye song title.
So make this a slow...
He once again did a little TV, not as a pirate this time, but as a news anchor. DJ by day, TV anchor by night.
Even in this heat this afternoon, the St. Petersburg Junior Chamber of Commerce members are selling and installing life-saving seat belts. $6 today and tomorrow there at the Central Plaza Bank parking lot. Equip your car with seat belts this weekend. It could save your life. Jack LaVoy, Blues on Velvet.
His celebrity became such that he was the subject of a feature article in TV Radio Mirror magazine. I still have a copy of that from the early 60s. At my house, we would later laugh about that article. It's the one in which Dad told the interviewer that in his view, rock and roll music on the radio was sure to be just a passing fad. So much for his predictive powers.
Sun in Florida, WSUN.
WSUN time on the full-time sun is 14 minutes, 20 seconds after 1 o'clock. Roadshow on the go. With the music of George and Ira Gershwin, as sung from her new album by Rosemary Clooney. Someone to watch over me. It's 84 degrees this afternoon in both Tampa and here on St. Petersburg's Pier. Headline news now, direct from the Radio 62 News Bureau.
President Kennedy is courting the female vote at a meeting of Democratic women in Los Angeles.
Then it was the big time. Dad landed a job as a newsman at a major station in Philadelphia, often the number one station in town.
WYP.
A renowned Metro Media station with a strong news operation. We settled in southern New Jersey to live, and as an aside, many years later...
610 WIP.
Here's Rob Vaughn, WIP News.
Sunshine and 59 degrees on this first full day of winter.
I worked at WIP, too. It's the only station that's on both our resumes. After Philly came New York. Dad heard that WCBS was going wall-to-wall news and was assembling a staff. And before you know it, he was on board with the original anchors, including Charles Osgood and Steve Porter, and the late Harvey Hauptman. It was the start of a remarkable 21 years for my father. Behind the mic on the 16th floor at Black Rock in Midtown Manhattan, or away from the building, former colleague Bob Gibson says, Bob distinguished himself with his anchoring and reporting in the early days. Dad recalls some street reporting in situations that were downright dangerous. One night he was covering demonstrations outside Madison Square Garden as George Wallace appeared inside, and as Dad put it, the cops got edgy, and suddenly people were running and police horses were galloping, and there was Dad hoofing it with the crowd to avoid getting trampled, and finally spinning his way into the revolving doors of a hotel lobby in the nick of time. He was also among reporters who got pushed around during the 1971 Columbus Circle rally where crime boss Joe Colombo was shot. In 68, protesters at Columbia U surrounded my father's news van and gave him and his technician a real good shaking, and they worried the van would be overturned. Fortunately, they got out of there without that happening. Dad wrote about that incident later. He said, circulating in that mob was not the coolest thing I could have been doing on a balmy night. My dad had a way with words. He had a unique and snappy way of typing, attacking the typewriter keys mercilessly with only index fingers and thumbs making contact and producing sharp and clear copy. And this is one of his legacies, I think. He cared about words and how words collaborate with each other in sentences. He was a master of grammar and syntax and a connoisseur of clarity. And only years later did I realize how much I had been affected by his running commentary on the quality of news writing we heard every day on radio and TV. My own co-workers marvel, or perhaps chafe, at my being a stickler about writing, and I tell them, with no small amount of pride, that I grew up in the household of the master stickler. But of course, Dad mainly had a way with words in the sense of taking them from the printed page and deploying them on the air with unusual beauty. Former anchor Bob Gibson told me, he never gets tired of hearing Bob Vaughn's voice.
All you have to do is mail the inner seal from your 8-ounce jar of decaf to me, Bob Vaughn, WSUN, St. Petersburg, Florida. Do it today while this double offer lasts, okay?
A classic baritone, low like a string bass.
Oh, another hit for this one.
Rich like his black coffee every morning, smooth like his martini at night, shaping the words perfectly and betraying only a hint of South Carolina in the delivery. Millions of people have enjoyed that voice, and to this day I run into people who remember that sound fondly. Former reporter Walt Wheeler told me, Bob was among the best of the best and made WCBS a better station for his efforts. And Don Swaim says, Bob's voice of authority was never undercut by his affability. And affable is one of the many words I could think of to describe my father. Kind and big-hearted are a couple of others. He was known to so many as a radio pioneer, but of course, to me and to my brother and sister, he was just Dad. A good dad. He took good care of us and loved us. He loved Mom. And although his hours were sometimes crazy, for years he woke up just after midnight to go to the city to do the morning show with Jim Donnelly. Although that was tough for family life, we had a happy home where many great memories were born. All that said, I think I can speak for a whole lot of people. From Spartanburg, South Carolina, to Miami and St. Pete, to Philly and to New York, in saying to my dad, Robert Vaughn, thanks.
WCBS New York.
WCBS New York.
All news. We cover it. I'm Jim Donnelly.
I'm Robert Vaughn.
War news.
About business and finance, I'm Ken Pruitt.
Day and night around the clock, it's your news. You get it all when you set your dial to All News 88.
WCBS New York.
WCBS New York.
Tuesday morning at WCBS, a minute to 7 o'clock. I'm Jim Donnelly.
And good morning. I'm Robert Vaughn. In the headline.